from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. We are less than 24 hours out from what President Trump calls our, quote, Liberation Day. On Wednesday, that's tomorrow, new reciprocal tariffs are set to take effect against Canada, Mexico, China, and the European Union. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt trumpeted the news on Monday.
Wednesday will be Liberation Day in America, as President Trump has so proudly called it, because he is going to end the decades of unfair trade practices.
Leavitt adds the tariffs will undo decades of foreign powers, quote, taking advantage of the U.S., but market analysts expect a volatile Wall Street week with the uncertainty of the tariffs' impacts. Ocean County authorities say the Lakewood man accused in the hot car death of his baby forgot the infant was in the car. Moshe Ehrlich reportedly told prosecutors that he was supposed to drop the baby off with a sitter. Instead, he went to work, leaving the four-month-old in the car for 2 hours on a 60-degree day last month, in which the car's inside temperature soared to 90. The baby died of dehydration, and he is charged with endangering the welfare of a child. And the owner of a very rare imported sports car is suing a firehouse chief in Middlesex County, accusing him of damaging the vehicle.
Mark Banna of Piscataway recently filed the lawsuit against Joshua Skolnick, as well as the Piscataway Fire District company that Skolnick led. Banna says he bought the 1995 Nissan Nismo 270R in mint condition as one of just 30 ever made. It was being sold for $500,000 when Skolnick allegedly dumped buckets of a gravel mixture onto the parked car last May. The sale fell through and it now needs restoration. The lawsuit seeks unspecified damages. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Now the Ru Insurance Business Report. The number of job openings fell slightly in February. The Labor Department says 7.6 million jobs are available at the end of the month, which is down about 900,000 over the year. The number of job openings decreased in finance and insurance, and total separations increased in state and local government education along with the federal government. According to the JOLTS report, the number and rate of hires held steady in February. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down around 12 points. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Ru Insurance for benefits, business, and personal insurance. Visit RUEinsurance.com. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. And no aftershocks after last night. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in skin weather. Back to jacket weather tonight and tomorrow. Now, our next chance of rain is a little more than 24 hours away, but the geography on that one is going to be limited. Tonight gets pretty chilly. Clear skies, calm winds, a widespread frost or freeze likely, with lows in the lower to mid-30s. Tomorrow, we get stuck around 50 for a high, still very much on the cool side, going from sun to clouds tomorrow, and there's a chance of a late-day shower to the north and west only. Thursday, cloudy but warm, back into the 70s with a few hit-or-miss showers or thunderstorms around. And Friday, mostly cloudy and 60s. Again, chance of showers Friday morning and then again late at night. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Parsippany 50, South Plainfield 52, Manahawkin 53. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.